Ramsey TV.
I got great news for you today. I mean, this news will come as great relief to you because it came as great relief to me. Here's the fact. Wrap your head around this. We are not crazy. Now we're not. This is Martin Zender, as usual, from the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula. I got something to show you, and then I'm going to elaborate on this. I just picked this behind my car. It's hanging over the fence. It's like nobody cares about it. It's dispensable. People walk by it every day, and I saw it, and I had to just grab it as evidence that, look at it, there is a great mind behind this plant. Watch the car, Cam. I got a plant. Green leaves organized with veins in them. Look at the veins, every detail. And if you got a microscope and if you enlarged a leaf, you would find a cells, millions of cells, which are themselves miracles of organization. And I haven't even addressed the fact that there are red berries attached to this thing. They are so beautiful, and if you cut each berry in half, it would be a world unto itself. Each berry, yes, that's what I'm saying. Each berry would be a world unto itself. Okay, now, that's one thing. I think even the stupidest person on the planet senses that there is an immense intelligence behind creation. Starting with this, right? Not to mention the sun, the moon, the earth, gravity, things cohering together. All right, bookmark that. Now, this being is obviously intelligent. Consider birth. Consider the male sperm coming out of the male, shooting out of the male, in fact, swimming upstream through the vagina, the uterus of the woman, going to finding the fallopian tube, where an egg is. Is that where the egg is, or is it in the uterus? Well, wherever the hell it is. Millions of them. Okay, that's just one more thing. All right. So a God this intelligent, I just slipped. I believe there's a God, and we believe there's a God, and that's why I'm going to tell you we're not crazy. Of course there's a God, of course. But this God is so intelligent. And look how many human beings are on the earth. Each human being being a miracle. I take you back to the sperm swimming through the many vaulted areas of the female reproductive system. Okay, now. With so many human beings on the planet, this being that created everything wants to be known. Wants to be known. Would not ever leave everything to guesswork. It would be stupid. And so the one piece of revelation that has survived time that everybody knows about is called the Bible. The Bible. Everybody knows the Bible. The Bible is an amazing book. It's ridiculed. It's revered. We know it as the Scriptures because this same being that created this specimen of plant life, which I'm holding in front of your eyes on the car cam, made sure that the Bible was mistranslated. But the Scripture was a detailed account of how this stuff was created and who created it and how human beings came into existence. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Genesis is history. Genesis is the history of the universe and the history of our race. But most human beings aren't given this inside information. We are. And this is why we feel like we're nuts. We feel like we're crazy sometimes. And we are ridiculed and mocked because many people say that the scriptures, the Bible, was written by human beings, by men who are just sitting down and weaving tales out of their vivid imaginations. Yeah. But the creator of this greenery with red berries did something else that was absolutely incredible. He put a secret code in that scripture, those writings, only in the original languages, Hebrew and Greek, and that code is called Gematria. Look it up. Each letter of the Hebrew alphabet and each letter of the Greek alphabet, when given consistent numerical values, when these values are added up in certain passages, numbers come forth that are consistently consistent. Look this up for yourself. All I'm saying to you is that God gave us the assurance that we're not crazy by putting an actual code in the scriptures, which is internal evidence, not having to take anyone's word for it. It's actually internal evidence. It's a miracle that this series of writings is inspired. And then, knowing that, we find this, that archaeology and science are confirming that these writings, some would call the books of the Bible, the scripture, are, how shall we say, this is a hard word for some people to handle, accurate. Many cultures have legends, accounts of a great flood. And geologists examining the strata of rocks, some of them come to ridiculous conclusions. For instance, thinking that each layer of sediment is a different layer of time. For instance, here's the Paleozoic time, here's the Mesozoic time, here's the fuck time, just here's the stupid time. They all imagine that these sediments were placed over vast periods of time, but they weren't. They're results of instant destruction, instant deluge, instant meltdown. And what do you know? The scripture recounts two of these major, shall we call them, disturbances, mainly the disruption of the first earth. You never heard of that? Genesis 1:1 and the flood of Noah. And the earth shows scars of these. All right. And then, of course, archaeology digs up cities that are mentioned in these scriptures, which have the miraculous numerical internal evidence that no human being could have come up with. Just a nice little thing God did to comfort us, to comfort we who believe him, to let us know that we are indeed not crazy. I'll never forget being in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, seeing a tablet inscribed with the name of the town where Abraham was born, the town of Ur of the Chaldees. There it was, etched on a stone in the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art. And there was a wall of Babylon. There's the archaeological remnant of the Ishtar Gate of the city mentioned in the scripture. What does this have to do with us today? It's this. The same God that created humanity from the ground, and how, what do you know? Science has found that every one of our elements is traceable to the soil. Adam was his name, not Adam. Adam, he was the very first human being. We will see him at the Great White Throne. And everybody will see him at the Great White Throne. And they'll go, that guy was real? Yeah, there he is. There he is. That's the guy. That's the first human being. There he is. Oh, God. Yeah, well, it said it in the scriptures, but you're too smart for the scriptures because God purposely does foolish things to confound the wise. Who's that guy over there next to Adam? That's Noah. What, they all thought it was a fable. Yeah. Even though the whole earth tells the tale of a great flood. Yeah, there's Adam. Who's that standing next to Adam? That's Noah. Who's standing next to Noah? That's Abraham, the guy from Ur. Who's standing next to him? Oh, that's Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Remember all that stuff written in the scriptures? All right, the same scriptures that have internal evidence called gematria, miraculous number combinations when you add up letters of certain passages that have common themes, certain multiples of the same number come up over and 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 over again. This is the God who said through the Apostle Paul that we have been chosen for the place of a son in Christ Jesus, and that we have a future with God and Christ that is higher than every sovereignty and authority that is named either on earth or in the heavens, higher with the exception, of course, of God. God's Son makes us His brothers. All this is fantastic, and yet this is the same God who made this bush with the berries. It's the same God who made sure that there was a city called Ur that science or archaeology has discovered. Same one. Same accuracy, same dead-on accuracy. And not only this, but He put the stars and the planets in the heavens for times and for seasons. This is the same God who has a giant clock and who has given His people Israel time clues. Tick, 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 tick. And ladies and gentlemen, we are on the brink of 6,000 years from Adam. 5,990 years from Adam. 10 years to go until the fulfillment of the times of humanity and the coming of Jesus Christ. And this is just as assured as was the literal occurrence of the flood of Noah, the literal occurrence of the creation of man, the literal occurrence of the Exodus from Egypt, the literal occurrence of the birth of the Savior in Bethlehem, the literal occurrence of a handful of men being inspired to write the scriptures that instruct us as to why we're all here, how we got here, and where we're going. This plan is not haphazard. It's not madcap. It's not splattered all over the place. It is as detailed as the cell. It is as sure as that sperm swimming up the fallopian tube or wherever it goes. It is so able to be counted on, so able to be banked on. Can make book on this, on what I'm telling you. No, we are not crazy. We are reasonable, rational people inspired by the Spirit of God to see what He's doing because He has instructed us with the details in the Scriptures. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're not crazy. That would describe the rest of the world.